Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast for Tuesday morning, April 14th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Mining news breaks. Lahontan Gold Corp. reports strong cyanide extraction results at West Santa Fe project. Lahontan Gold Corp. revealed strong cyanide extraction results at the West Santa Fe project. With gold averaging 81% and silver 60%, surpassing previous projections. These findings support cost-effective recovery methods and ongoing exploration efforts. The company aims to expand a mineralized footprint before releasing a mineral resource estimate later this year.
Lafleur Minerals, Inc. is nearing the restart of gold production this quarter, with the first gold pour on the horizon. The company plans to use a bulk sample from its Swanson Gold project to increase the daily processing capacity of the Beacon Gold Mill in Canada's Abitibi Greenstone Belt. Despite recent price fluctuations, gold remains near record levels, providing a favorable market for Lafleur's strategic mine-to-mill project.
BGTEL, Inc. announces provisional patent filing and public release of MiraLink Signal Intelligence Framework. BGTEL, Inc. announces the filing of a provisional patent application and the public release of its MiraLink Signal Intelligence Framework. This framework, designed to analyze structured signal behavior across distributed sensing environments, aims to identify relationships between signals, unlocking patterns often dismissed as noise. The accompanying white paper provides insight into the company's technical direction while protecting proprietary details.
Iomed News breaks. Lixdi Biotechnology Holdings, Inc. reports interim ovarian cancer trial results at ESGO conference. Lixdi Biotechnology Holdings reported interim results from clinical trial at the ESGO conference. The study evaluated LB100 with dostarlimab, showing a 40% disease control rate and promising survival trends in ovarian clear cell carcinoma. The company plans to continue enrollment for further investigation into enhancing immunotherapy response. For more information, visit the company's website.
New urine test boosts forecasting of treatment outcomes in bladder cancer. Stanford University scientists have developed a new urine test that can differentiate bladder cancer patients who require immunotherapy from those who have been cured by surgery. This breakthrough will revolutionize treatment planning for the approximately 60,000 Americans diagnosed annually with early-stage bladder cancer. The advancement comes at a time when companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., and academic institutions are intensifying research efforts to enhance the effectiveness and accessibility of immunotherapy.
Biomed News breaks. Oregenix, Inc., NYSE American, OGEN doses first patient in phase 2A trial of concussion treatment. Oregenix, Inc., NYSE American, OGEN, has begun dosing the first patient in its phase 2A clinical trial for ONP-002. A potential treatment for concussion and mild traumatic brain injury. The trial, conducted at Mackay Hospital in Australia, marks a significant milestone for the company as it aims to address the unmet medical needs in brain injuries with its innovative intranasal neurosteroid approach.
Mining news breaks. Nevada Organic Phosphate, Inc. begins 2026 exploration program at Murdoch Mountain Project. Nevada Organic Phosphate, Inc. has initiated its 2026 exploration program at the Murdoch Mountain Phosphate Project in Nevada. The company is progressing with drill pad construction and preparing for drilling to assess the phosphate zone's extent, thickness, and grade. Nevada Organic Phosphate, aims to refine its geological model and support future resource classification while adhering to project timelines.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news. Thank you for supporting this NewsRamp waving.